Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Inch by Inch, closing the gap between where you are and where you want to be. There's power of life and death in the tongue. And it's been said that words create worlds. And I was really reminded of this last week. You see, for several years I've really taken a lot of pride in how I take notes. You know, it kind of started in Chris Warren's kinesiology classes back in Parkland College when he kind of, you know, got me interested in personal development. And then it continued when, you know, I was working at a Fortune 100 company and Kurt Dorner and Brian McClure, you know, taught me about how champions take copious notes. And so that's something that I've always taken a lot of pride in. And note-taking is actually one of the reasons why I have this current opportunity that I have now to be a volunteer football coach at the University of Minnesota. It's something that I've wanted to do for a very long time. And taking good notes was a big part of the first impression that I made with my current boss. And we were sitting in a meeting, in a team meeting last week, and I was running on a few hours of sleep, and I had my notebook out. I was taking good notes, but I wasn't, you know, taking the best notes that I could. You know, I was kind of tired and groggy and just wasn't all there. But he grabbed my notebook in the team meeting and he held it up and he complimented me in front of everyone in the room and just kind of talked about how, you know, I take such good, thorough notes. And after he said that, I mean, it drastically changed how I took notes for the rest of the day. I mean, I had my highlighter out, you know, I was highlighting as I went, you know, my handwriting got neater. And, you know, it just made a huge impact. And so it reminded me of how much power our words have and how they can unlock massive action. And so my encouragement for you today is to tap into the power of words. Use them to lift yourself up or lift up those around you. You know, my mentor Joshua says that words impact how you feel. How you feel impacts what you do, and what you do determines who you will be. And so my question for you is, what kind of world are you creating? Are you happy with who you are, and are you becoming who you want to be? And I think that it all starts with the power of our words.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.